It's incredible. I was just saying there that it was one of my favourite races to do, and one of my favourite places to come and race. So yeah, it's incredible here. The crowds are brilliant. Thankfully, the weather was good today, but might be a bit different on Sunday. But no, as I said, I love being around this area, and the crowds are brilliant.
I have to say, one of my highlights of the season was your Tour de Yorkshire finish when you were yourself off the top of the Chevin and ran into Leeds at the end. That was amazing.
Yeah, as I said, I love that stage because it's pretty similar to where I live in Ireland, the type of roads around here, and as I said, it just suits the kind of rider I am, and that was our first race as Team Ineos as well, so to finish it off like that was good, and Chris is one of my best friends, so as I said, it all came together nicely.
What about your season? You've had quite a spectacular season.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I keep saying it was very consistent. There was a lot of top tens, a couple of podiums, but there was no win there, you know, which is, I think, every rider's goal at the start of the season is to win a race, and that was something I wanted to do, but I'm running out of time this season, but as I said, I have another 3 years now to prove myself and get that win.
Okay, and what are you doing next? Is it rest now, or have you got...
We've road racing Sunday, obviously, and then I have a couple of one-day Italian races after that, and then, yeah, it'll be a nice couple of weeks off then.